I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey guys, Ready Player 2 is back. Well, almost. We'll be recording our first podcast back this weekend, episode 69. There's nothing funny there. So just before we get back to it regularly, we want to give you some of our favourite outtakes from all the years. We started in 2013, imagine that. 2013 to 2016, maybe. I don't think we did a podcast at all last year. So here are some of our best and funniest outtakes.
Regularly slice my leg open all the fucking time. Oh wow, my laugh is really cool on the bar. That's cool.
That's what your bar looks like when you're recording, Elle.
That's amazing. That's super cool.
Dave, you feeling sexual?
Yeah, always.
Sexual feeling.
Sexual, David. Having a slurp. Coughs out.
God,
that's just screeches. Right. My throat kind of hurts now. Oh, look. Now I feel a bit ill.
Oh, hang on. Hang on.
Right, we good?
Wait for it.
All good.
I have balloons.
Oh, oh no, don't ever do that again. Oh, it sounded like you were killing Smurf.
There we go, I've done now. All night long, all night.
Don't frickin' milk it, I think that's the term, isn't it?
Yes.
That's something I never say to women.
I needed to get that yawn out.
Ooh, super typey.
I appreciate the saxophone solo entrance.
Thank you. Dabity. You're not typing, you're just smashing the keyboard now. Cool. Right, loads of energy, loads of fun, and loads of talking over each other for this bit, yeah? Yeah. Wow. What was that? Was that your, like, version of the Inception bong or something?
I was taking in energy from the atmosphere.
You were soaking up energy from
like
stuff around
Saiyan.
You.
Like a Super Saiyan. Spirit bum!
What did you just call me?
Spirit bum.
No, spirit
What's
bomb.
That? What's a spirit bomb?
A spirit bomb.
It's like, a bomb with a bubble in it to make sure it keeps level.
Oh my god, no. Like, you know the one off Dragon Ball Z where, like, Goku's there for, like, 3 days, you know, eking off the energy of the universe in order to make this massive fucking thing?
His bomb is over 9,000!
His bomb is over 9,000!
No more typing. Typing banned. Have you finished typing? Was that a definitive enter?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what are you typing?
I don't know, but I don't think he's got a keyboard left.
I've got to finish my erotic fiction.
Okay. Do you want a minute?
Well, no, I'm not you. I usually take longer than a minute.
Oh, fucking hell!
Zing!
Alright, okay, just give me a second to get over that burn. Who's got the creaky chair, by the way?
Mine.
Oh my god, Dave, you are the noisiest of noisy things.
Yeah, he's very noisy. You're both typey and creaky?
But I'm not typey. And I'm not creaky.
We're not typing, we're just fucking creaky, Jesus. Alright, okay, fine. He's grumpy tonight, isn't he?
He's sleepy. Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Yay!
had an argument with one of my exes because I was trying to defuse a bomb in my sleep.
No!
They cancelled Constantine.
What?
NBC has cancelled Constantine.
I love how we've all just descended into silence. I got really, like, distracted by Tumblr then. I was like, Tumblr bot.
Oh, yeah, that's the old music.
I know, but I cling on to
hang
the
past. Hang on, wait. I can't do it. I can't do the new one. It just sounds like
yeah, it's too fast.
Ready Player 2, coming in your ears.
How do I stop? How do I get off? Someone's on the ride. Oh, can't, hang on. Stop?
What are we talking about?
How are you guys?
Super
yeah,
duper.
Really
good, good.
We're all good.
Lovely.
Super so stoked, excited and ready to go, and hopefully linguistically awesome.
No! My spoon is made of honey and it's just dead.
I have no idea what just happened. Are you,
no, I dropped it in my tea.
Brian, meet Elle and Richard.
I apologise for Elle in advance.
And I apologise for Richard in advance.
Legitimately, a spoon I bought, which had like the spoon thingy that was made of honey, and you're supposed to be able to put it in tea and stir it. I've just been left with a stick.
the honey stick.
Well, I left it in my tea as I was bringing it in the room, and between the time where I put the spoon in the tea, it has stuck to the bottom and has come off the stick.
So, Elle, you know we have a guest on tonight, right? And we're going to be doing an interview?
Yeah, this
we're so professional.
This isn't Dave.
Good grief. Right, okay. I won't worry too much about being, like, professional or anything like that. We're just going to wing it and see what happens. No, exactly. That'll get us laughing, and then hopefully I'll get the audience laughing, and Elle screeches like a dinosaur, and it's all great. Oh, somebody's there.
Rich, is that yep. what yours?
It's a 5-year-old with an iPad.
right, okay.
No, that's mine. Yeah.
I hid all of mine before we started.
iPads or children?
Children. I don't give my children iPads. That's far too dangerous.
No, exactly. Yeah.
They're way too expensive. I don't want to have to buy a new one.
Right.
Again, iPads or children?
Both.
I'm going to stir it. That's going to really annoy me. I have a lump of honey, like, right at the bottom.
Elle's honey spoon died.
Someone's microphone went insane.
Yeah, Rich, that's your mic again, mate.
My ears.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah, sounds good.
Sorry.
Where have you got it?
No, I've got it. No, I've got a. There's like a weird kind of bit where I think one of my kids has chewed through the cable or something, and
oh my God.
It's gone a bit.
Got it.
It's all right. I'm pretty sure they electrocuted themselves, so I think it's okay.
They won't do it again.
No, they definitely won't do it again. That's my go-to line. If somebody says, oh, watch out. If somebody goes, oh, watch out, they're about to fall off that wall, I'll be like, that's all right, they'll only do it once.
That happens again.
Yeah, exactly. There's like that. You'll either die or you'll learn from it. Either way, you're good. I needed a break there. Oh, my head was starting to explode.
I thought you were going to say something else there.
No.
I wasn't that excited for 4 hours.
Need a Kleenex. Be right back.
Oh, my God.
Guys, that was brilliant.
Put yourself on hold a sec, Elle.
Cool. I managed to get my honey spoon from the bottom of the teacup. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're going to get a cup of tea. I support you every step of the way, Elle.
Yay! Ow. It's because I wasn't holding him.
Okay, how's your spoon, Elle? Is it better, or is it...
I've used that one now.
All right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Good grief. Content aplenty this week, guys. This podcast is definitely a marathon. Congratulations. I think, in fact, it's almost a triathlon.
We need a badge. We need a badge to give to guests who survive an entire episode.
You survived a Ready Player 2 podcast. Well done. Oh, no, that's not it anymore.
I don't care. I live in the past.
Oh, God. Excellent. I can't imagine that you've had many interviews where you just listen to three idiots waffle on about the other bollocks that they've played.
It's such a relief. This is just so much fun.
That's not what I was expecting you to say, so thank you very much.
No, but really, I mean, like, how can you spend 2 hours, right? You can watch a movie and say, oh, I was hoping it was going to be better. Or you could do this. You can sit and laugh for 2 hours.
I'm gonna be the one dressed as a robot in drag.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, man, no, don't
you'll,
do that.
You'll tell me straight away. Excellent. Okay.
Help.
Oh,
help. And here's some angry bees for you all.
Have some bees.
No! No!
Are you still recording?
Yeah. My cat is climbing my chair and I have a shoulder cat. Hello. That was quite funny.
That was good. Only I don't work very well if I don't actually have links to the shit we're talking about.
You have links?
Yeah, it was done as a
joke. It didn't pan out for me so much. But it worked. It was okay. It was fine. It was good.
Panned out for us.
Well, we haven't really planned anything else in.
Go with your gut.
Go with my gut. My gut feels like it says like I need more beer. So that's not going to help us very much, is it?
It knows.
Do.
Sorry, I'm getting like pestered by my cat. So I was just like trying to get him not to.
I thought you said
pestered,
and I was like, "Are you turning you into a delicious meal?"
What?
No, my cat is a he.
Because that was the problem with that sentence. Good grief.
What? It would be, I am being pestered by my cat. I am being pestered by my
pestered.
Cat. So, in 1990, three oracles got together and went, in 25 years, precisely, Nintendo will host their next World Championship. Nintendo are hosting the World Championship, which is the first of its kind in 25 years. And it's going to be held inside a theatre in Los Angeles on June the 14th.
What? Okay. What is it? Just loads of Nintendo games and people...
On June the 14th?
Yeah.
That's in the past.
You know we're in July.
Yeah, it's probably going to be... well, that's what it says.
Is it next year?
Next year.
I'm pretty sure the Nintendo Championships were prior to E3.
So this isn't really news, is it?
No. There is a championship.
This is a bit embarrassing.
Because I saw... No, I saw an advert with Reggie in it on YouTube, and I'm not sure why.
Well, I'm looking at news here, and it says Nintendo World Championships 2015 winner is John Numbers.
Okay, then.
Congratulations, John.
Sorry. So the news
Sorry
is...
that Al forgot about you.
I didn't forget about him, Dave. I've not cut up yet. Get with the times.
Take over, I can't breathe.
Oh, so she didn't forget about you.
She never knew you existed.
You don't exist yet.
So the exciting news is that there will be, has been, a Nintendo Championship that has already happened and somebody's already won it. But we've only
Why
just
did
noticed.
YouTube show me this advert?
So this is probably going to be in the outtakes.
Yay!
Thank you for the little outro, Al.
You must have a shutdown noise on your PC.
Did you? Oh, I haven't listened to the last one that me and Lewis did. Is the da 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 in there?
No, it was
Lewis, you listened to a podcast.
No, I didn't. I just skipped through to see which one, which bit he used.
Oh, okay.
Where? I want swirls
is it gangster?
In my hair. I've always wanted cornrows.
Oh dear.
Oh my god.
No, you don't, Rich.
It's fine. Live
oh
your
my
dream.
God.
Live your dream.
My sausage, go away.
Sorry, I was going to say, I'm backing them on the whiskey, so anything could happen now.
Oh, Christ.
I don't know. If it's that, Chris, I apologise. I also kind of apologise because at the beginning of this, we started doing it a 1-2-3 sync, and we never actually...
Forgot to do it.
We talked about it.
Also, sorry about that, Chris. should we do a sync now, for what it's worth?
Why not?
And then Chris can just edit it in.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Edit this into the start of the podcast, Chris, and then sync them up from there.
Yeah, from this. And then just go backwards.
What were we saying?
I don't know. Potato. One, two, three.
Potato.
Whoa.
It, yeah.
It is... Sorry, I just tried to... No, I just tried to paste something into the document and I'm a bit pear-shaped. So, let's try that again.
Consummate professionals. What's the first thing, Lewis? Okay.
God, that's quite much you talk, Rich.
Sorry. I mean, Chris, if you're listening to this, which I hope you are because you're editing it, you have carte blanche to cut out any or all of my waffly rants this evening. there you go. And that's it.
Done.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
Is everybody recording, by the way?
I am.
This
is gold. Quick, start recording.
Yeah, I'm recording now. I've missed all the good stuff.
Yeah, it's all going down now, isn't it?
Christ, I don't think we are literally at... If this was Minecraft, we'd be at bedrock. In fact, we've gone through the bedrock into nothing.
We've hit podcast bedrock. We've
fallen through the map.
Lee's on this episode?
Yeah. Should we just call him out the entire time?
Kind of breaking the continuity slightly. If we're gonna try and like,
no, we'll just call him L the entire episode.
Yeah, just call him.
Oh my god, yes.
Lee, you're alright with that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Oh my word, yes, we need to call him L the whole episode. Ross, we've got to go, Ross. What's the matter? Is it me or Jennifer? No, Ross, it's episode 37, Ross. Something's got to be done about episode 37.
It's just a hassle.
Don't need no Windows 8 to ride this train.
I do like these special things where you can ask people for their information.
Yeah, that's a bit fucking creepy though.
I'm going to ask Rich for his phone number. What does he...
Shall we all ask him? Yeah. Shall we all do it? No, ask him what he's wearing.
Include a note.
How do you do it?
Literally go to his about page and it says ask for phone number. It's, you can include a note, so I'm going to put what else are you wearing as well.
He won't see this until after the podcast either.
Yeah. Your request has been sent. Would you like to share your phone number with Richard Horsley too? Yeah, why not? Oh, no, actually, skip that. No.
Actually, I will because it's got my old phone number. ask for Richard's email.
I can't ask for Richard's email and ask for his phone number.
So... When I asked for his phone number, I said, what are you wearing? And then when I asked for his email, I'm going to say, is it something sexy?
What the hell are you guys doing?
Carry on.
Right. Did you type something creepy in the second message?
Is it something slinky and sexy?
I can smell the musk from over here.
Oh, you can do it again if you reload the page. Oh, this is my night sorted.
Okay, what did I miss?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Absolutely.
Everybody wants to know what I'm wearing.
No?
Oh, what? Has it already come up?
What? Yeah, I was outside and it was just like Lewis Knight wants to know what you're wearing. I was like, what the hell?
Are there any other messages?
Yes, from all of you.
Oh, really? How did that happen?
Got jeans and a Batman t-shirt on, baby.
Oh, that's not sexy.
But I'm happy to take one of them off.
Just one of them.
Yeah.
Which right, you do it slowly.
Which is the least
sexy? Oh, actually,
sexy.
And I've got slippers on. I'm happy to take them off too.
One at a time. Let them dangle. You do realise you're at risk every time you sing or hum in this. What the fuck?
I've probably told this story before, but around about
is
seven...
this the one where you put a N64 pack?
No, that's a different one. Right, look, let's start, or we're going to be just talking all night.
Let's just go with what we've got.
As opposed to.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's kind of the point, I suppose.
I'm not sure if it'll ever get a sequel, but I'm glad that we got the original game. Like, not the original. We got at least one game. Shit!
You're breaking the continuity.
You've broken it.
Let me do that again.
All right.
Shit, what did you say? What did I say?
Just keep going. It's fine.
What were we saying?
Oh, look at this. Highest critically reviewed games of 2013. Number 10, Rocksmith 2014. I'm fucking relevant.
For the first time,
ever.
We're doing a podcast for 2 years retrospectively and you're relevant. I can't do this. This is really difficult. Okay, fine.
Imagine trying to do an 80s episode or a 90s episode.
I might be all right with that. Yeah. Hi, I'm Rich. I'm 4.
Well, no, you don't actually have to pretend to be 4. But
okay,
just...
that's good. Because I'm pretty sure I was a bit of a dick when I was 4.
Nothing's changed then.
Right, so I've been playing... Yeah, I've just got a deeper voice.
Everyone's got a 3DS.
Are we going to do Ross's Nintendo news?
Ross's Nintendo news!
Oh, God.
Sorry, Lewis.
Is that right? Sorry, did I do that right?
Sick, radical man, wicked.
Sorry, guys, I've just got a skateboard out of here. Radical.
Skateboards, no. Skateboards will be a thing of the past in 2016.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Alexis are going to bring out a hoverboard that you can use everywhere.
Hoverboards that spontaneously burst into flames, they'll be the future.
Radical. I have such rose-tinted memories of what happened 2 years ago. I'm going to be honest. In my mind, I'm playing that Simpsons game with Bart skateboarding right now. And that 4-player Turtles game.
Are you not thinking about 90s games?
Is this a slow clap moment? I'm not sure if slow claps are still relevant.
Too slow.
Oh, sorry.
Too slow.
Okay.
Too quick.
Oh, shitting hell. This is really hard.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
I imagine this is kind of what it's like having sex with you.
The same sort of noises.
Yeah. Lots of slapping.
Oh my god. Actually, that was roughly the right length as well. like a Chinese takeaway, baby.
Quick and tasty.
Small portions, but plenty of them. Right, okay. I'm really struggling with this. I'm really. This is so much hard work. Okay.
Are we just done with Ross?
Yeah, we're done with Ross.
It's fine. It's Minecraft.
We just went.
That was Minecraft.
So the other game I played this week.
Yeah. So. All
right then, Ross. Sorry, we're done talking to you now. Then
we spoke about Minecraft and it's okay.
Good luck editing this, Lee. Yeah.
I have, there's something that I'm going to get next month.
You know, we haven't actually said what month it is, right?
It's May.
Is it? No, you've just shot half of my games out of the water. It's got to be at least July, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, if it's July, I've already played this.
Oh,
I've already got this.
I would imagine that will probably blow this out of the water. Wait, is the PS4 already out?
The PS4's already out.
Oh, so
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I've got an Xbox One, haven't I?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you are shit at this, aren't you?
I wasn't thinking! I don't know what happened. In my mind, everybody's walking around in flares and rose-tinted glasses.
And afros.
This is rose difficult for me.
We've gone back to the 70s. No, the 60s. We're in the acid era.
Richard afros and rose-cunted glasses.
Rose what?
Have you not seen that John Inverdale clip?
I don't know what you're talking. This is escalating very quickly.
Shit me. Should we all just drop some acid and record?
You have a bit of free love.
Lee, that clip from Lewis then, you have to start the podcast with that.
Okay.
Hang on, can we all just drop some acid and then put the music in?
Oh god, that makes so much sense.
I can't even remember what was happening. Okay.
Do you know what? This podcast is going to be just one big outtake.
That's exactly what this is.
I'm definitely not looking forward to the new Star Trek film that's probably never going to come out.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up for me.
I don't know what one that was. Impossible to edit. But I think if it comes out as a nice short and sweet one, I think people will appreciate it, they'll smile about it, they'll get the joke and they'll move on. I can't imagine anybody taking retro and making it relevant again. Okay, so are we?
Where? I wasn't listening. What do you say?
I would like a proper rendition of Ross's Nintendo News. Al, thank you very much. Are you ready?
Okay, I'll take a run up.
Hiya.
Oh, iLewis87's been suspended.
Oh, has it?
That's what you get for being a Russian porn star. I think I'm going to stop and restart my Audacity. Oh, no, fuck it. I'm not going to bother. We're just going to do a Dave and then we'll be right.
You're going to do a Bananas?
Whatever. Do we have to? Okay, we'll do Bananas. Dave's dead and gone. Let's banana it up. You're going to stop. Oh, my God, my eyes hurt. Why do my eyes hurt?
No, don't make me wheeze. Doesn't, like, one child cost, like, 11 grand?
Yeah, David, you try selling one.
Are we episode 60?
Bananas. Yes.
Are we Bananas. Really? Is that right? Sorry, no, it's not.
Oh, you got to sync up the audio, haven't you?
Okay, we need to do it in sync. This is
oh, right, okay.
Like, yeah, no, we don't just all say bananas.
No,
it,
bananas
just when you feel like, I'll do it later.
Wait, what?
That's going into the outtakes.
Oh, one of the worst experiences of my life. You've done what?
I've spoken to only one of you in the entire 3 months that we've not been doing podcasts.
Was that me?
Lee, have I spoken to you in the last 3 months?
Is this a trick question?
Oh my god! You've broken me. My dark secret of being half duck has been unleashed.
Oh, I was so surprised! That was amazing! I genuinely thought that it was your microphone. Yeah. I really, really, really did. I've never heard you make that sound before.
I've never heard anybody make that sound before.
Ready? One, two, three. Bananas.
Bananas.
Oh my god.
I don't even know. I'm so attuned to saying Dave.
What did you say? You went.
I went.
It doesn't matter what we say.
It does. It's so
it does.
Can we?
It's like Lewis
again?
Got confused. Can we go again? Okay, guys. Bananas take two. Can everyone.
I promise to say bananas.
Holy shit. Oh, I've missed this.
I'm back.
What have you got?
I got a lovely French dick with sausage in it.
I heard something with sausage in it.
Oh, yeah. That'll do.
A French,
yeah.
French dick.
I love cold sausage.
I'm not quite sure what an appropriate response to that is. Why don't you just get a pre-grown one?
Well, see, this is the problem. You've got to go to Portugal and you've got to hang around hotels and stuff like that. I literally just got back, Lee. I thought we spoke about this.
You're just jealous.
I know you've got VR and everything, but seriously.
It's the newest attachment.
Oh, Jesus. You've got to relax your gag reflex, Lee.
Yeah. Listen to the professional, Lee.
No.
Oh, I just...
I'll be bitchy.
Burted everywhere.
I'm sorry, Lewis, are we being too crass for you?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hang on a minute. Sausage update. Lee, are we good?
All good. It's all gone.
Okay, it's all gone. It's
I'm
all
just
gone.
Picking the teeth now, but you won't be able to hear that.
All gobbled.
Oh, chocolate.
Right, should we do 1, 2, 3? What do we do nowadays? 1, 2, 3 banana?
That's a safe word, isn't it?
Oh, actually, that's true.
I need to... Oh, that's better. I've added one game to Rich's list.
Galaga.
Gobbed. Yeah.
I'm a very stiff man. Lots of sweaty-backed people.
Close your eyes.
But. Right. No, there's no buts. Stop your buts. Hello. Hello?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? I'm so wrong.
Can you hear me sucking it?
You can't even talk like that, like you've got a cock in your gob. With another guy.
Yeah.
What? No, he hasn't. He's just wrong. Stop being wrongly.
Sorry. Where's the music?
Oh no, it's not that one anymore, is it? Galaga. Galaga.
Isn't it Gallagher?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
I love
wow, you're making some noises.
Oh God, I've got your blood. Shorty sweets.
I'm so full of phlegm, it's unbelievable.
Oh, we stopped. What happened there? Good grief.
And that's the end of the show.
Yeah, you filled in my gap, actually.
Oh, very sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to cut you off very quickly.
When that's fine. Cut me off.
Ready? I did. Stop
I mean, that's
off.
No, that's fine. Cut me off, sir.
Yeah. Stop. Stop. Why isn't there a fucking cube game?
Yeah, Ready Player 2 against T-Pow, against BRB, who knows?
Nah, it's hardly worth it. we just storm you, man. Crystal Maze is my bag.
Gorman is alone on the mic and looking at podcast awards.
I'm not allowed to pull off cats, I got arrested last time.
Meow 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 meow. And so on.
Why is your buy is exactly the same as your high?
Yeah, I don't usually do that.
And we're done.
One big noise from you.
I'm not pandering to you, you fuck nugget.
I just disappeared halfway through Lee talking.
Natural reaction.
I did.
Yeah, sorry, the blue squigglies weren't happening like they normally happen, which they're happening now, like they are. Like they should be. Oh, God. I'm only going to put three. The only other ones that I've played have been World of Warcraft, because... reasons.
No way.
I know, I went back to it. I couldn't help it. I watched the Warcraft movie and it was shit, so I needed to go back and remind myself why I loved it so much.
Nice. Hold your hands at the correct distance apart for clapping. I find this to be around about 14 centimetres. So everybody, say hello to Lee. This is you. There we go. Everybody say hello to Ross. You're actually supposed to say hello. This is not working as well as I expected it to.
Wait, who's supposed to say hello?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Everybody.
Damn. Hello.
It's L and Auntie Lee.
El, it's appropriate for you to call this game a penis, by the way.
Yay!
Before this game came out, I had seen a shocking quantity of Overwatch porn, and I'm not sure that I was surprised about it in the slightest.
I'm watching it now.
Oh, God.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, that's a whole kettle of fish.
No. How dare they? I have needs.
So what happens is, everybody comes round to your house, Father Christmas brings presents.
Is Lee suitably birds and bees?
That's it. We've been here. We've talked about games. We've spoken about news. We've spoken
Hang
about
on,
porn.
Start again.
And we have played a game. We've hit every single note here.
Start again. You didn't leave what? Enough of a break.
I did. Didn't
did
I?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do it again anyway.
Take two!
I'll do it fucking again anyway. Why the hell not?
And that's what you get for sure.
You
enough.
Fucked it up, Rich. Oh no, 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 no! If this is where I'm going, no, no.
There we go.
It's done.
It's still not that tune, El.
I know, but it's my favourite.
It's just on a loop in El's head forever.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of things on a loopy nail's head.
Also, it's episode 63, not 53.
Did I say 53?
Yeah, you did.
Hang on a minute. Lee, splice this in.
Yeah.
63. Thank you.
L, say 63.
63?
Not in a sexy bingo voice. It's supposed to be in a regular L. Lewis, say 63.
63.
That's a sexy bingo voice as well.
I know. Russ.
No, it's not. I could have gone 6 and 3, 9.
63. Russ.
63.
And Lee.
63.
What the fuck? That was like a pedo 63.
That was a murder voice.
That was like, I'm going to get chased away from this playground in a minute, 63.
I can feel another remix coming on.
You can upgrade your ship.
Plane.
The Zeppelin.
What is it, a Zeppelin?
Plane.
The Zeppelin.
What is it, a Zeppelin?
Plane.
What are you, 1920s Germans?
Plane.
Grunting bastard.
Oh, are we going to do a clap?
Oh, yeah, that's true. But do you know what? Fuck it. Because first, we're going to talk about games that we've played. And there's nothing that you can do about it. The first person who's going to talk about a game that they played this week is Lewis.
What, are we not doing introductions?
Yeah.
Hi.
This is Lewis. He's going to talk about a game that he's played this week. If people don't know who we are by now, then I pity them. I really do. Right then. Lewis, is that adequate enough for you?
Yeah, that suffices.
I strive for adequacy.
So, the banana zomba, how many horses does it have in it?
You need at least 20 horses, don't you, Al? We know this.
Okay, we need at least 20 horses.
Yeah. So in the banana zomba, we need 20 horses.
Somebody go and help Lewis. He's lost it, he's gone. It's okay, Lewis. Breathe deeply.
My work here is done. Thank you, Anna. See you next Friday.
Oh, jeez.
It's legitimately what it sounded like to me. Maybe I should just make cars.
Yeah, I think you should. Off the back of that. This is the black banana.
I want a banana zomba now.
I need to ask Lewis what else he's played, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, banana zomba.
Are we all right?
This is now going to be my Twitter handle for the next 3 weeks.
Take a moment. Good time to start drinking again.
Right. Yeah, the rain, if with your audio down you can hear it. I can hear it quite loud at the minute. It suddenly got loud a moment ago.
Why not?
Sorry?
Hang on. I'm going to...
It got...
Oh my God, I can hear it! Dear
we went back and went back and played Murder Cows a while ago, didn't we, Lee? This was quite a long time ago now, actually.
Did we?
Yeah, a long time ago now.
What, World of Warcraft?
I tried to get back into it. Oh, well, maybe it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me. All right, let's just pretend it was, if you like.
All of my vague acquaintances on the internet just bleed into one after a while.
I can be your life enabler as well, if you want. Yeah, yeah, we played that. It was awesome, wasn't it? Hearing Elle talking about WoW while I've been editing the last week's podcast, I did start to get urges.
What, about Elle or about WoW? Hang on, no, we need to address this.
About WoW.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
Elle, I'd feel hurt if I was you.
No, I'm pretty good.
Lee, I'd feel pretty hurt if I were you.
To be honest, I'm pretty sure his libido shriveled up at this point.
My audience is not Lee. Not my target audience is not Lee. So that's fine.
I don't think you have a target audience. Right, let's move on.
Yeah, I think that's probably important.
Also, I'm really sorry. That was very judgmental of me for calling you asking if you were a virgin for playing Alliance. Also, being a virgin isn't bad. Just putting it out there.
Being a virgin isn't bad, but playing Alliance is.
playing Elias yeah. is.
No exceptions.
I'm pretty sure he's got plenty of proof that he's not a virgin.
I've got plenty of proof that my milkman isn't a virgin.
Did that ever make it out?
Oh, yes! I remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
Yes.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. oh my god.
The shit I go through to you guys. I mean,
can I not have pictures of penis in the group chat?
The worst part is because I didn't use incognito mode, I then had to go back and delete my history. And that wasn't even the worst part. The worst part was I was looking at all these images. I was just like, fuck this, I can't sit here. Because normally you search for something in Google Image Search and then you scroll through for a while to find the one that's just right for you.
Well, you get uncomfortable.
I went into it and I was just like, fuck, I can't look at this for too long, so I'm just going to pick the first one I can find. The problem that I had was the fucker's dong was too big, so I couldn't make the bingo balls completely get rid of the bell end. It was a real difficult thing for me.
Oh my god.
The tribulations that I go through for you guys.
Yeah, but you shared it with us all. I mean,
you well,
didn't
this was
need
me trying to offload.
Use a picture of a penis.
Sorry?
What did you need to have? What, you could just have had him in pants?
Because the bingo balls wouldn't cover the pants. I tried that first. I had to sacrifice my sanity after the pants debacle.
You could have just used some cleavage and put bingo balls over the boobs.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, I didn't. Your motives here.
But it was supposed to be balls. You know, bingo balls.
My god. Oh my god, this is amazing.
Look, don't come in here with your logic.
Rich could
I'll be honest,
thinking
Rich.
About the pee.
When I think about sexy, the first thing I think about isn't testicles.
No, but it's...
I own testicles. Look, I know they're not sexy.
I feel like this is being forced
inconvenient,
out of context.
Really.
Look, the height, the idea behind the image was sexy bingo... Sexo? It's like Oxo. Sexy bingo. Sexy bingo balls.
It gets thicker the more you stir it.
As in...
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm not going to get out of this.
Okay.
Can I fangirl about Kojima?
I think
I'm
there were...
fucking... Oh, sorry. Go.
Not filling you in on anything.
You fill me in, motherfucker.
I'm bad enough if I'm listening to music with headphones on and my eyes closed. I just,
oh my god.
I've got such a low trust of anybody around me that I just don't
Precious
believe that no one's
rolls.
The L standing behind me with a knife.
If you ever, if you ever live tweet that you are playing Resident Evil in your garage with your VR headset,
you're
going to
drive
I will
down, aren't
fucking
you?
Drive the 2.5 hours. And sneak up on you. It will be worth it.
Yeah, right. Money is a good soother.
Yeah, exactly. That'll,
it's a good lubricator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
that'll make friendships. Can everybody hear my fleet of Tweety Birds that I've got outside my window, by the way?
No.
Can you not hear them? They're amazing. I think they're providing this incredible ambience. Lee, if you could put together some kind of remix with the Tweety Birds at the end of this, that would be amazing. That would just be fantastic.
Oh, you know what song I'm going to use, don't you?
Heck yes. Let's do this.
No, I'm out. I'm not playing anymore. I can't do it.
Is anybody interested in this?
No.
Nope.
Everybody are here. Yay!
What? Oh.
Also, my Chinese pop filter's here.
Yay!
Actually, my Chinese pop filter was here before the last podcast, but Hannah didn't tell me.
Yay!
I win.
Not sleepy, excited and ebullient.
God, I'm so full of energy. Maybe chewing gums will help. Hang on. No.
It's a laxative, that is.
No, that's a bad idea, because then I'll be chewing, and that's disgusting. No one wants to listen to chewing. Oh, no! This is what I wanted to avoid. That's why I didn't go get the chewing gum.
The dentist's really good. He's really, he's fine. He's very tentative, you know, being very careful, make sure not to cause you any pain. And she's there making your deep throat fucking Dyson.
Like you didn't enjoy that.
It was all right. By the way, what I just said does not need to find its way into the outtakes. Just saying.
I'll keep that for my personal collection.
Right, nobody's reading all of this now.
Oh, why not?
No, I like the picture.
Because we don't have time.
It'll get us in the mood.
No, it's a time issue. Limited by time.
I'll read it out then.
No, we're not doing that either. Good grief. What, like some kind of weird porn reading on the internet? No, we're not doing that either. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I think we might be dangerously in time.
That was startling.
Was that wearing you out a little bit?
No, I didn't know what you were going to do because we didn't confirm if it was the clap. So I thought we were going to do something different, and I would be the only one that
clapped.
Your hands
were in your pockets, and you had like thrashed them out quickly, or
just panic and clap.
Yeah, oh, clap. Do we need to do it again?
Oh, we've lost her already.
We've already done the clap.
I'm just going to sit there and go,
yeah, what are we going to do? Just out of interest, what were the alternatives that ran through your mind?
I don't
actually
even know.
Next time, you're not going to get a 3, 2, 1. We're just going to go clap.
We're just going to clap.
I'm done. Oh, my God.
Right, so at least 15 minutes of the next outtakes are going to just be L laughing. Right.
Let's just start with her laughing in the background.
Yeah, okay.
No.
And then she goes quiet suddenly. I love it. It was like panic silence.
I'm shaking.
No, it's not the end. It's not. Stop it.
It was my turn. Everybody else had a go.
So they moved on to Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Which is way more in keeping with people being shot.
Oh. Well, I will cut that out. That is going.
Do you know what? I thought the aeroplane was flying in a good direction
Captain
Rich just took it into a nosedive.
The boat was in troubled waters, we brought it out, and then he torpedoed it.
Lee, you expressed a little bit of interest in The Division, didn't you?
No.
El, you expressed a little bit... Interestingly, it says that at the beginning of Hitler's diary as well.
Right, shall we move on?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that thing.
How did we go from such a nice game?
Stop me if I'm wrong, right? But
You're wrong.
This has been a very short podcast.
Just leave it there.
Is that what I was talking about earlier, Al?
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute and being like, it's Artemis! It's Artemis! And I was like, why can no one hear me? It's those moments when you mute yourself and you're just like, why did I do that? Why did I do that thing? Also, if this gets into the outtakes, my favourite thing off of the things my girlfriend and I have argued about is the way one should cut a kiwi fruit in half. What the fuck is wrong in your life that you're going to argue about how to cut a kiwi? That's negativity that you don't need in your life. Relationship tips here.
We haven't got any soap in the bathroom for me to wash my hands with, so I just went up to the toilet and went to wash my hands. And the only stuff we've got is this, like, kids' Peppa Pig, like, spray soap stuff. Basically, it's like shaming foam. Anyway,
right.
Long story short, I wasn't paying attention. I just put foam in my mouth. Because I had the nozzle pointed the wrong way.
How the fuck did you manage this?
I lifted it up because I was trying to work out what I was supposed to do. And I had my hand on the other side of it and it just sprayed straight into my mouth. Yeah. Not tell anybody about that. Be right back.
Rich ate soap.
Shoe beast. Beast.
Beast. Right, we're back. And for the first time in the last few games, we're going to talk about... Actually, we're not back because we never went anywhere. Right then, the next game...
Moving on.
Fuck Final Fantasy. I think the world might end if I like a COD game.
Okay, right. From that... to what I'm fully expecting to be.
I think we should leave it there.
Five.
Now.
I will
end you.
We're clearly into Squee Factor 5 now.
But I'm so fucking excited. Blows my motherfucking mind. Gather to me, children of darkness.
Oh, shut your face.
Which I guess is a good thing.
Oh my god.
Hello and welcome to episode 66 of Ready Player 2. Today we have the finest in sausage festive. I am now recording and watching my squiggly squoggle.
Squigglies.
Yep.
What the shit knickers was that?
That was a Wilhelm scream.
What?
It's a soundbite from a film from the 1950s.
Right.
That's in everything.
Really?
And it was, yeah, and it's in pretty much every film.
Name a film.
Once you've...
Hang on, name a film.
Oh, Terminator.
Well, I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, that derailed that quickly, didn't it?
What was Michael Clarke Duncan's last film?
I'm hoping it's not Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li. I'm just trying to check.
Oh, God.
Because that is not a way anyone needs to go out.
No. That's probably why he died.
Written by Spike Lee. Who the fuck thinks that's a good idea? Oh, God, if you remake anything with Adam Sandler, you're just a turd.
After these adverts.
After these coughs. I'm not 100% sure how funny it's going to be, and it makes me a bit mad.
I'm a serious barbecuer.
I keep lighting it, though. Get fucking going out.
What? You've not got enough petrol.
You
want to
get
it.
Some. Kind of jamming a sausage.
What?
On a bit of stick.
Sorry?
I forgot we were recording.
Welcome to the next episode titled Pokemon Dogging.
But.
Have fun putting that image together, right?
Natural selection needed a boost anyway.
Yep. Entirely true. Pokemon Go. Culling the idiots. So.
I might just change our bio. Ready Player 2. They swear.
Yeah. Yeah, true. It's really bad. Okay.
We're still coming in. We're still coming in.
Terribly.
Go on then. Come on then.
Do it.
Come
don't,
in,
don't,
Rich.
Don't build me up. Don't build me
here
up.
You come.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
In three.
Are you doing the fingers now?
Yeah. To the microphone as well.
Oh, thanks.
Two. And even, yeah.
I've got one thing to say
even
about
as
this.
A...
Ready?
Go on. What was that? That was your bad. That was your bad scream. Stop it. Stop it. This is not a soundboard episode.
No, because I wasn't a chump.
Right, hang on. Everybody needs to stop. Hannah's found a spider. I need to go get it.
Okie dokie.
Be right back.
Where's?
Where is it?
Squish it!
Okay, that's gone.
Okay, Lewis has gone for a wee in bunny ears.
Yeah.
Fapping over Mila Jojovic.
He's gone for a sex wee.
And imagine it's a bit... an orc penis.
I don't...
That must be thick.
How does your mind work?
That's going to split someone.
Oh, blimey.
My arse is killing me.
What? How are you speaking?
I've got the... My bloody combine harvester.
Is akin to just dipping your knob in a vat full of sick. It's not going to end... It's not going to end well for anybody, really.
Hi, it's Lee here. The guys asked that even if I am editing the podcast, no matter how funny, I'm not to make remixes of the other hosts, as it can make them appear stupid. So instead for this episode, Ross and I will sing for you a cappella. Thank you.
Test, test, test. Oh, no, I can't test that in there.
Well, that's covered that then. So, Lee, if you want to just cut that bit in later. He does an episode of...
Shouldn't we be talking about this?
Yeah, yeah, we should probably podcast and do this then.
Right.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you freaking doing?
I'm freaking amazing. The whole idea of the game is to get to the centre of the universe, when the universe is far, far bigger than our galaxy as well. So it's going to be...
Really?
Yes.
Lee, is it the universe is bigger than a galaxy?
Sorry, this...
Thank you for that. Thank you for that little piece of space trivia.
This big thing is bigger than this big thing.
It's bigger than this big thing, which is obviously smaller.
Well, this big thing that contains this big thing... No. Yes, I know. I slipped up. I will edit that out. Nobody will laugh. Gone quiet.
Is that it? Is that the end of it?
Yeah, I was just being bitter.
Grief. Wow. That was it. That was a big bitter stumbling there. Good job. Right then. We're going to be right back when we will be right going. We're going to be right back. There we go.
Hey.
Cool. All neat and tied up into a nice little package.
There's nothing wrong with little packages.
All right, Lee.
Telling yourself that.
It's been my mantra.
You wake up every morning and say that to yourself.
It's not the size, it's what you do with it.
Stop thinking when you're saying it to your own penis. Loses some of the power, really, doesn't it?
Talking about your brain.
Right.
Just keep your audio from last time. Just add mine into it and see how weird it sounds.
We should have sent you the audio and had you try to replace Lee or something. That would have been amazing. I don't really understand how basketball works. I know that you got a bouncy aboard. I may take it to the other end to put it in the other people's nets, but that's about it.
So I've paid no attention to No Man's Sky. How are they misleading?
It's a shit game and they told everybody it was good.
Okay, fair enough.
That's the short version.
That's the short version. Evidently, Ross's mates are all dicks. What we need to do at some point is all record a podcast where we all just do our own stream. So I'll do my stream and act like I'm talking to somebody. Then send it to Lewis. Lewis has got to inject himself. Then we mix that together and send it to Ross. Ross has got to inject himself.
This is a great idea.
Asa.
I'm assuming that's Advertising Standards Agency. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that makes more sense than what I thought it was. The Antelope Standards Agency. That wouldn't make any sense.
Excuse me, sir, are you aware that your antelope is below standard?
We don't want any of those subpar antelopes around here.
Oh my goodness, it isn't. I'll take it to the antelope mechanic straight away.
If I can't remember, it's boring anyway. You appear to have falsely advertised that antelope. You said that it had an exciting space combat in multiplayer, but in fact your antelope just appears to be sitting there and staring into space. He's brilliant. I don't know who the fuck he is, but he's absolutely... He should never be talking to the press, ever. He's the CEO. Who let this guy talk to the press? We believe alpha for these games needs to be 1 year before release, he explained. We're trying to achieve that. I mean, that's super fucking blunt. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this. This goal we're going for, alpha 1 year before. More quality, more polish. So if it means biting the bullet and not having an Assassin's game or a Far Cry in 2017, then fuck it. Wow. So somebody from the... from the PR department probably needs to take him to one side and go, calm down, Vez. Calm down.
Yeah, quick, someone gag him.
This isn't an antelope at all. It's just a cow with some horns on.
I'm going to Google.
Oh, my God.
Antelope noses now.
Are antelope amazing? Come on, stop being pussies. Give us a modern Assassin's Creed game and we'll all fucking play it.
But yeah, you've got that in Watch Dogs.
Set in Egypt.
Some whale song.
I don't know what noises antelope make. They're probably not soothing.
Lovely.
I'm going to have to take a break a minute, presumably because Hannah's found a spider. One moment. Right then, good luck editing that, Lee.
So that was us, plus some other people who are now departed. Not this mortal coil, they're just not on the podcast anymore. So we will be back, like I said, very, very soon. Thank you for listening to almost an hour's worth of our fuck-ups and mistakes and general off-mic chats. And make sure you subscribe to the RSS feed, to iTunes, to Acast, to check us out on thepalaceofwisdom.co.uk. Anywhere there's podcasts, you will find Ready Player 2.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.